The project is the brainchild of Local Roots, a mid-Kerry voluntary group that propagates native trees from seeds and helps provide the manpower to plant them. A pilot project was run in four primary schools last year, and the fourth class students of Scolraeth na Mara in Cremorne were among the first children in Kerry to grow oak trees from acorns in the classroom.
We got our acorns, we put them in the oaky pods, and we put them in the sunlight and watched the roots grow.
That must have been kind of satisfying, was it?
Yeah.
And once they'd gotten to a certain size then and you had roots and a few leaves, what do you do then?
You'll plant them in a bigger container and watch them grow and make sure to water them.
Why do you like the idea of growing oak trees?
Because trees make the oxygen and we need oxygen.
It's like taking care of an acorn like it was a baby, you know, like watching the roots and the shoots and everything, you know?
Yeah. And why do you think it's a good idea for us to do that?
For the environment.
It was really fun. I did all the same. We put them in the oaky pods, we put them in the jam jars, we watched them grow. It was actually quite satisfying. It was like taking care of like a little baby. Like you had to water them, you had to put them in the soil. It was really satisfying and I found it really enjoyable.
And what do you hope to do with this tree eventually when it's established?
Maybe make a treehouse out of it.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I really like treehouses.
Yeah, I do too. And talk to me about trees, and particularly oak trees. They're important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're important for our oxygen and for our environment.
Do you think this is a good idea that young people would grow trees in their classroom and they learn all about plants and how to grow them and the importance of them?
Yeah, it was really fun to learn about trees and all the history behind it.
What do you think you might do with your tree?
I think I might plant it in my garden, maybe like put a swing on it.
That sounds lovely. What did you like about it?
The growing it, and you had to look after it very well.
Yeah. Did you ever forget?
Yeah.
Did it survive anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think it matters that we do this?
Because most trees are not native to Ireland and you need more native trees. Sadly, my oak, it died. But it was very enjoyable and it was fun. And I was happy to plant more native trees into the country and help the environment.
Debbie Reynolds is co-founder of Local Roots. Debbie says the pilot project has been so successful, 35 primary schools in Kerry have signed up for this coming school year.
So we started our project last October and we had four schools in Kerry that got what we call an oaky pod. It's basically a holder that sits on a glass jar, so you can put your acorn in that and it sits in water so the students can actually see the roots starting at the bottom first and then the shoot going up. It's a great science project. It actually is so successful that we have rolled it out to more schools. So at the moment we have 35 schools involved or who signed up for this coming year, and we just keep growing. So one class per school in County Kerry at the moment.
That's brilliant and great for the young people to, you know, actually be involved in growing something, because I think we've lost that connection really, haven't we, with the land?
And we have. We have gotten great feedback from the schools, from the teachers, and they're all saying the kids really are very involved in it. They go over to their little holders every morning, make sure that the water is topped up, the excitement when things start moving. And it's not just in the school, in the classroom, it's actually outside as well. They're a bit more, I guess, looking around, seeing what's growing. It's a bit more interest, I guess, around us. And, you know, we have to start young.
Maria O'Sullivan teaches fourth and fifth class at Scolraeth na Mara. She says growing oak trees in the classroom has made the children more aware of nature and the importance of biodiversity.
I thought it was a great project because I asked the children for feedback, and a lot of the feedback was it taught them patience and it taught them how to take care of plants and nature and that things take time. So from that point of view, it was very valuable learning for them.
Yeah, a few of them mentioned the word, it was like a baby, you know, they had to remember it every day.
Absolutely. And what I found was they got their oaky pod, so that's the little plastic thing that they put the acorn onto. They got their jars, they brought them from home, and as soon as they got their acorn, it was like they took complete ownership of their acorn, and I didn't even have to remind them. I would see them on a regular basis going over to check their acorn to see would roots start coming, and then when the roots started coming, the little shoots. So it was lovely to see them taking care of their own acorn.
It's important because I think maybe grandparents that are listening, this will be second nature to them. They're connected to the land. Yeah. But in the meanwhile, we've lost a lot of that connection and growing things. You know, we've forgotten how to do a lot of things, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And it really showed me when they started looking at their acorns and observing them, I think they became more aware of other aspects of nature. So from that point of view, it's a very valuable project.
Yeah. And they also, I suppose, got them aware of the environment and what we can do to protect it, because we all know that's, we're now at a crisis point, really.
Yeah. No, they've become very aware that we need trees. We absolutely need trees. We need the bees. And that's made them very aware of this.
This is a pilot project, yes. And they're hoping to roll it out to other primary schools. Mm-hmm. If other schools are listening, would you say, yeah, actually, it's a great project, you should do it?
Oh, I would totally, because it's very low maintenance as well, but just the rewards from it are, you can't really quantify the rewards from doing the project. Like, you can see from the children's reaction, they loved it. It was fabulous.
Local Roots believe the best tree for anyone's area are local trees. Their volunteers have been collecting healthy local acorns, sloes, birch seed, hazelnuts and pine cones, which are now thriving in two new polytunnels at a community nursery in Cremorne.
So at the moment we have about 2,000 oaks growing. The way we planted them, the oaks are all side to side, so it's just one layer of acorns. And because they have to outcompete each other for light, they just shoot up. So there's about a good 2,000 saplings in there now. And yeah, they're at knee height. They do fantastic.
Yeah. And they're all native.
Yes, we only grow native trees because our name Local Roots basically means, you know, Kerry based. So we collect from Kerry. So Clarin National Park is where we got our acorns from, with permission from the NPWS. And we will give them back to the community in Kerry because it's the right tree in the right soil.
Yeah, and I suppose you avoid the problems we've seen, things like ash dieback and the hawthorn, which we've seen disease brought in from other countries as well, which is a huge problem.
It is a huge problem. And especially now that, you know, acres has been rolled out and some of the other government schemes that came in effect last year, the demand for trees is getting higher and higher, which is great. But if we're importing trees from other countries, then yeah, we just get very, very exposed to other diseases that are out there.
Yeah, and our trees are not resistant to those diseases.
No, and that's what we've seen with the ash dieback.
Yeah. Okay, talk me through some of the other beds. What's here behind us?
So we try to collect as locally as possible. So, for example, we have elder growing here. These are taken from cuttings from an elder tree on their own site. We have hazel. That's actually collected with permission again from one of our friends who has a ring fort, which is really old hazel on it. We have mountain ash, also called rowan. It's not related to ash, so it won't get ash dieback. So we had two places that we collected from last year, and this one is from Glencar and it's almost hip high. It just loves the polytunnel, it does really, really well.
And you have some alder over here and you have some Scots pine.
Yes, Scots pine is just a trial for us this year. We have a friend of ours who's very interested in Scots pine, and he's been collecting his own seed and germinating them. And he's tried different approaches with it, and he hit the spot this year. They're fantastic. They're growing really fast now.
Is Scots pine the only native evergreen in Ireland?
No, we have one more, okay. But we don't associate it with an evergreen, and it's the holly. So holly is an evergreen, but like when we think of evergreens, we think of needles. But yeah, Scots pine is our only coniferous tree in Ireland.
As Debbie mentioned, government schemes like Acres and the Native Tree Area Scheme, which encourages people to plant small areas of native forestry on their land, has increased demand for native trees. But she warns growing trees from seed takes time, but it's better in the long run than importing trees.
If you grow oak inside the tunnel, you can plant them out after 1 year. But there's trees like the Scots Pine takes 2 to 3 years. You have hawthorn, for example, that grows abundant in our hedgerows, mm-hmm. but it takes 2 winters to actually germinate and then another 1 to 2 years to grow. So it all takes time. And if the demand is really high in those initial 4 years, those trees need to come from somewhere, and they tend to come from somewhere in Europe. And we're just being exposed to disease that way.
So you're being ultra cautious here, and trees that you can trace back thousands of years, which is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with things like the oaks have to come for registered stands, which means they've been tested. Mm-hmm. So for example, our oaks come from Clarion National Park, and we just know that the trees are good, and they've been there for so long, mm-hmm. you know, genetically very strong.
Local Roots have had lots of community help with their project, from children growing acorns in the classroom to DY students helping out in the polytunnels. Sean O'Leary and Thomas Brosnan from Kilcommon are TY students at the intermediate school in Killorglin.
So we were planting yew trees, and then we were also putting cardboard and mulch on most of the trees.
And was this part of your TY year, or how did you get involved?
So it was an option. So there's multiple options, and a few people picked the tree thing.
And so on a weekly basis, what were your jobs?
So most weeks we were putting cardboard and mulch down, and then occasionally there was acorn quest or other activities.
Yeah. And tell me, Thomas, what did you enjoy about it?
I suppose we got to work together and we actually saw progress. Like, we saw the trees growing, and we saw how when we put down the cardboard, it was to kill off the plants competing with the tree. And we saw them, like, the ground was completely clear around them.
And had you any experience in planting before?
Yeah, we would actually. Like, Sean would be... He'd be a good gardener now, and I lived on a farm, so we'd be good enough at the planting, I'd say, anyway.
Yeah. And do you have thoughts on why trees are so important?
Oh, well, yeah, we both did woodwork in junior cert, and there's a big focus on how deforestation is affecting the climate and how trees are a very big, important part of our lives.
Yeah, it's nice to have a balance of everything, and there's not many trees in this country, so it'd be nice to have a few.
And are you doing woodwork as well?
Yeah. Construction next year as well, yeah.
Yeah, very good. So having our own native source of wood, that's really important as well, isn't it?
It's very important, yeah.
Did you enjoy the project, Thomas?
Oh yeah, it was great fun, yeah. Like, you were outside, you weren't inside doing something you didn't like, and we got to get a choice of what we were going to do, so there was a good amount of us that all wanted to be there, and it was fun.
It was very fun being outside and not having to go inside at all. Yeah. A nice break from school.
Local companies also pitched in to help.
It's definitely a community project, so we've been very, very lucky with local companies. They come out and help with things like putting the beds in the second polytunnel. They've done outdoor beds. They even came out to help dig up ponds, which is very important for what we're trying to do here. So because we're so close to Dukes, we have Natterjack toads, and they're protected species in Ireland. They're just absolutely amazing just to watch them. You can find them in you know, sandbank during the winter or under plastic during the summer. We've rescued 4 so far. They're very prehistoric looking. They're kind of mud brown, greyish, and they have a very distinctive white stripe on their backs. And it's just important to give, you know, an area of protection for them. So that's where the ponds came in. If it wasn't for the companies that come out to actually help us, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So we're very grateful for them. It's a great community effort. They get out of the office. There's a lot of team building going on and just a lot of crack. It's great fun.
Local Roots aims to create 100 new community-powered native forests in Kerry by 2030. They also hope to be able to donate 10,000 local trees to community projects every year from next year onwards. To do that, they need volunteers, whether it's helping with collecting seeds, weeding in the polytunnels, planting trees, or growing oak trees from acorns in the classrooms. Primary schools who'd like to get involved in the Acorn Quest project can contact the voluntary group.
Absolutely. We have 35 schools signed up for this winter. We'll take more schools on if there's more schools that want to give it a go. And we just keep going year to year. So what happens is they get a little acorn holder. So this year we have 35 schools, almost 1,000 students, and those holders can be reused year on year, which means that if another class wants to sign up for the year after, that's possible.
If you have a spare few hours and you'd like to get involved with this lovely project, you can email them at localrootskerry@gmail.com, or you'll find them on social media.